here. You saw the moments of Kingsbury where you're like, okay, he gets it. He has scripted plays, and you're like, man, he'll be a second half. So, and Matt LaFleur, by the way, being back, first year, second year, number first president on Matt LaFleur, they're bad after Matt. He's great on the script, but he's not. Now Matt LaFleur, although he's not yesterday, is great for fourth quarter. So way to go, Eric. Two big hires, missed on both, didn't double down, right on both, best team in the league.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd, weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
We're talking about this all day. This is a long season. It's like college football. Like, if you lose a game in the SEC, you can ruin your season. It's the NFL. You can lose three games in division, four games in division. He's got to take a deep breath. He's the world's best football player. Tom Brady, bad game, got a bye week. It's like, it's okay. Like, just don't, try not to lose. Don't let a team beat you twice. And don't let it get in your head. No, Joe Pearl didn't have his best day yesterday. He joined us live. And I heard your answer. I said, okay, Joe, what are you going to bye week? Are you going to go on a nice vacation? You're going to get this out of your head. And you said what? What are you bye week?
Sitting at home, selling cash, and watching football. It's going to be a great week.
And I mean, by the way, and it was funny because I thought, you know, if you had canceled today, I'm like, I get it. I totally get it. But take me through the process. Game's over. You're going to try to watch some tape. Not your best Sunday. The process for you emotionally. Where are you at right now?
Yeah, obviously, you know, right after the game, you're feeling pretty crappy. Now, you know, I didn't play very well. But then you watch the film, it's never as bad as it looks, and it's never as good as you think it was coming off the field. It's something that I'm going through and learning. You know, you just talked about it. You know, in college, you lose a game, same in the world. You know, you're out of playoff conversation. You know, in the NFL, you really have to stay even keeled. You lose a game, it's not the end of the world. You've got to buy, we regroup. You know, we got 8 games left. We're right now, they can go 5-4. A lot of teams are 5-4.
Yeah.
You just got to go practice and get ready to go.
You know, it's interesting. One of the things that, Joe, I never do, I never question play calling. I don't look at the tape. You're an expert. I'm a sports guy. There is a throw the NFL coaches ask quarterbacks to make. I've never liked it. Because I think it's a hard throw to make, and I'm not making excuses for anybody. But the Denzel Ward play, I don't love that. Denzel's excellent. There's a tiny window. By the way, if he makes a great play and jumps it, it's over. And that's obviously a play you've made. I watched you make it a dozen times. But in a situation like that, you're obviously comfortable with that throw. When you let go of that ball, is your takeaway, I hit this in practice all week, or am I overstating how dangerous that throw is?
You know, I think you're overstating how dangerous that throw is. I think that the windows in the NFL are like that a lot. And I just missed it inside. And if I felt like he was going to make the play, I should have moved on to my next progression. And that's one of the things you learn from. And Denzel, obviously, he's a great player. I played with Denzel. He's in my recruiting class at Ohio State, so I don't know how great a player he is from day one. And he had a great game. That's just one you live and learn. You want to move on to the next progression. And, no, it is what it is.
Yeah. So I want you to go back a year from today. Joe Burrow today and Joe Burrow last year around this time. Where has been your biggest jump or your biggest improvement in the calendar year?
You know, I think understanding defenses, understanding situational football in the NFL has gotten a lot better. And I think my checks at the line of scrimmage have really come a long way. I've just seen a lot more football now and understand what to get to against certain defenses. And you know, I think we're a lot better as a team. I'm excited about where we are. I'm excited about our coaching staff and all the players we have. So you know, I think the future's really bright for us.
You know, 11 of the 16 teams in the AFC are above 500. It's really deep. Go ask Buffalo yesterday. Like, yeah, you don't go on the road, you're not buttoned up. It gets ugly fast in this league. When you look at your first half, it's absolutely a success. People did not see you as a playoff team. So now you get your bye week and you go into the second half. Do you feel like, all right, tweaks? Where do you feel your offense can get better? 'Cause,